Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum.
Doug, thanks so much for taking some time this afternoon and joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to be here.
And it's Fire Prevention Week this week, fire safety on a lot of folks' mind. And I know at the Pella Fire Department, you guys are engaged in a lot of outreach and some educational things with the local schools. And if you could, just tell us what you guys are doing to help kind of spread that word about fire prevention this week.
You bet. What we do is we spend 3 days this week going to both Lincoln and Madison first grade classes. Also, Pella Christian Grade brings their first grade classes over to the station to tour it. And we talk about fire safety. We talk about stop, drop, and roll. We talk about finding a meeting place for the kids if their house is on fire, that they go meet at a neighbor's house or something like that. Also about dialing 911. One of the other things that we do is we also have one of our firefighters dress up in complete gear along with the breathing apparatus that kind of looks like a space age thing, because it has been known over the years that if you go to a house and try to rescue a child and you've got your breathing apparatus on, you scare that child. They don't want to come to you, so you have to go get them. So what we do is we generally either start out with all the gear on and then take it off and show them that there's just a real person under there, or we start without anything on and then put the gear on so they can see that we're there as a friend to help them, not to harm them.
Is that the kind of reaction you get from those younger kids like that, as they're kind of taken aback by all that gear and all that equipment that you have on?
Yes, I think what happens is when you have your fire coat on, your bunker pants, your helmet, they think you're really neat. You're a fireman. Wow, this is great. But when you get that breathing apparatus on and all those hoses that go to your back with the big air tank on the back, that sometimes can be intimidating to some of the children, and that's what we want to try to instill in them, that we're there to help, not to harm.
Certainly, certainly. And in addition to this Fire Prevention Week, I know there are lots of tips that we can all keep in mind. And what are some of the things that you do talk about with those kids? You talked about stop, drop, and roll and some of those basic things, but are there any other issues that you go in-depth with those kids?
One of the other things is we talk about smoke detectors. Make sure that you do have smoke detectors. Talk to mom and dad. Make sure the smoke detectors are working, that their batteries are good. Soon we're going to be getting off of daylight savings time, and that's when we always talk about change your batteries in your smoke detectors. So many lives, it's been proven, have been saved with smoke detectors, and so many lives have been lost because there aren't smoke detectors in the home. So that's one of the other critical things that we talk about to kids.
Again, just good basic education, get them acclimated to what the fire department does, what you're there for, those sorts of things.
That's right. And the coloring book that we give them has all this information in it, so they can take that home to mom and dad, and they can do their own drills. They can talk about this to mom and dad, that this is what the firemen told us we needed to have. And I think that helps the whole household.
Yeah, certainly a reminder for everybody.
That's right. All right. That's right.
And also, as we speak right now, there's a burn ban going on in Marion County. We've seen a lot of dry, hot, windy weather lately, and I know that your crews have been busy with a couple of field fires. And so what are we looking at as far as the dangers and things that we can look at to prevent some of those things with this burn ban?
Well, first of all, the burn ban is a great thing to keep those things from happening. Sometimes it happens and there's nothing you can do about it. A combine can catch on fire that isn't anybody's fault and cause a field to burn. But what the burn ban is mainly for is so that people just don't start a pile of rubbish on fire, that they don't do a drainage ditch, they don't start burning that, because as dry as it is and as windy as it's been, it can spread very rapidly. So far, we've been very fortunate. It's been in fields that have been combined or picked. But there has been situations where it gets into standing beans or corn, and that pretty much just ruins the crop for the farmer. So there is a lot of dollars lost also. And we've been fortunate. Some of the other fire departments in the state have had fatalities in their field fires because of a farmer trying to put something out himself, or got caught up in a high wind and the fire got him. And those are just things that we don't want to happen.
Sure, and again, that's the reason for this burn ban, to keep the, try to keep those things under control as much as possible.
That's right. Just not start any fires. Mm-hmm. Accidental fires, it's going to happen. Can't help it. But we're not letting people start fires now just to be burning things.
All right. Well, again, thanks for the great safety tips. We're happy that you're out spreading the word to those youngsters and keeping everybody on their toes for Fire Safety Week.
You bet. Well, thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Fire Chief Doug Van Gorkum, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.